Here's a thought I'll title, My Inaccurate History of Photography. Like so many people who are self-taught, and I am self-taught when it comes to the history of photography, I have holes in my knowledge because I didn't go through a formalized training, and I wish I would have. I know very little about European photography or Russian photography. I know very little about street photography or macro photography, and those are all areas that I know I would be well served to know more than I do. Because when I really examine what I know about photography, it's the result of my tastes that were predetermined to a very large degree, I'm sure, before I even picked up the camera. In other words, the history that I know about photography is incomplete. It's a patchwork assembly of photographers whose books and exhibitions I've seen. And I might think differently in some very substantial ways if I had a more well-rounded education about the history of photography. How would my landscape photography of the desert Southwest be different if I knew more about German photography? I don't know. I may never know, unless I take specific action to fill in that hole in my photographic literacy. And of course, one of the problems about having such holes in my photographic literacy is I don't know that I have those holes in my photographic literacy because we can't know what we don't know. There is a school of thought that says we should avoid having a photographic literacy, and I've heard this idea referred to as photographic celibacy. That is to say, don't allow your photography to be influenced by others. Cultivate and find your own voice. Well, that's all well and good, but most of us find it useful to know something about what other photographers are doing, partly so we can learn from their mistakes, partly so we can be inspired by their efforts. But in both of those cases, we can't benefit from either their experience or their inspiration if we don't know anything about them. Or worse, don't even know that kind of photography exists. I understand the photographic celibacy idea, and I can see where that strategy does help a photographer not be unduly influenced by what others are seeing and doing and producing. There is virtue in finding our own voice. On the other hand, finding our own voice through the inspiration of others, through the experience of others, is a pretty good way to find our own voice, assuming that we're aware of the influence that other photographers have on us and that we're not copying them or somehow diluting our own pursuit of personal vision when we see others' work. It's a delicate balance that can easily be tipped over when we learn too much about what others are doing and allow it to unduly influence our own photography. But knowing that can help us avoid merely repeating what others have already done. Fortunately, there are a number of really good histories of photography. But do be careful when you go to select the history of photography that you want to study for your work, that you understand the bias of the writer of that history. The first history I ever studied was the great History of Photography by Beaumont Newhall. But it wasn't until years later that I understood that Newhall had a certain perspective on photography that was incomplete. And I suppose that's always going to be the case, no matter the source of information and knowledge and the history that we learn. Whether we're formally taught the history of photography or it's the product of our own research and thinking, we will never know a complete history of photography. But the more we know, I think the better we're served. And part of that knowledge is understanding the limitations of what we've already learned and to learn to be continually open to new work, new photographers, new ways of seeing, that can help us find our own creative path. But that does require that we have the courage to not only find, but to follow our own creative path in spite of what the history of photography might or might not teach us.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.